Hansaland Radio.
Well, we welcome you back here to Marysville High School. Gym stays packed, and we get set for the boys' sub-state championship game as the Nemaha Central girls came up just a bit short. They lost to Riley County in our first game tonight, 46-41. So on the girls' side, Riley County winning the sub-state title, moving on to Hutchinson for the state tournament next week. Well, now let's transition here. Let's get set for the boys' game tonight. What we saw last night, this Nemaha Central boys' team, who come into tonight's game right now with a record of 10-12. It's been a down year. They had so much turnover last year. Six seniors that accounted for 80% of their stat production, maybe the biggest turnover in recent years, did not matter. They executed, played good defense. They got timely shots and free throws. And guys who normally don't put up a lot of numbers, put up numbers last night. They knock out the top-ranked team in the state, and they find themselves in another tight one here against the top-10 team in Marysville with a chance to get the state.
Yeah, they only went 6 or 7 deep, so staying out of foul trouble, kind of like what the Riley County girls did in the first game, is going to be the key for them, because we saw Marysville go about 8 or 9 deep last night. Obviously, they have 10 seniors, and they have a lot of talent and length, but we talked about a little bit earlier, maybe off the air, that Nemaha Central has to replicate their game plan from last night. You know, stick around. Every time a punch is thrown and you give up a 10-0 run, okay, go on an 8-0 run. Get right back in the game and limit the big runs if possible and stay in it. Give yourself a chance again, and maybe like last night, you can control it with the lead down the stretch, but you have to get another big night out of Carter Roddinghouse and Gavin Kane. More than likely, maybe Braden Uphouse or Wade Leonard steps up. But Abe Hilbert was really good last night. He's going to be key because a lot of size on the opposing bench for Marysville.
Yeah, and going to the other side forms here tonight. Number 7 in 3A, they're 20-2. Again, a huge, huge win for them, blasting ACCHS in the second half, but they are big at the guard positions. They're physical. They defend really well, and it's going to be tough for some of these guards tonight for Nemaha Central, limiting turnovers and avoiding getting those turnovers around midcourt, because Marysville is a team that is fast. They force you to turn it over, and they get out quickly. It's going to be another tough out regardless. Marysville's a very good team.
Yeah, and I mean, they've met earlier this year, and Marysville only won by 8, 52-44. So these teams are a little bit familiar with each other. But, you know, Nemaha Central's going to have to bring it, because there's probably a lot more fans here tonight than there was in that first matchup.
There's the roar for the Marysville fans on the other side. We're on the side here for Nemaha Central. Can one Thunder team get to state? We will find out. Let's dive into the starting lineups. Thought there was going to be a pause there, but let's go ahead and do this thing. Boys sub-state championship starting lineups. We'll start with Nemaha Central. 10 wins and 12 losses. 33rd-year head coach John Thomas leading the charge. Carter Roddinghouse, the 5'9 junior guard in the backcourt, big in the win last night over Sabetha with 16 points. Also back there, Gavin Kane. He had 17 last night. The 6-foot senior guard. Braden Uphouse, the 5'11 senior. 3 points, nearly 3 rebounds a game. Wade Leonard's a 5'10 senior at 9.4 points per game. And then the big fella down low, Abe Hilbert, 10 points and 7 rebounds per game as the Thunder trying to spring another upset here in what is now a hostile environment. So again, for John Thomas and Nemaha Central, Roddinghouse, Kane, Uphouse, Leonard, and Hilbert. For the number 7 ranked team in 3A, Marysville, the Bulldogs under 9th-year head coach Scott Brown, 132-67 his record in 9 seasons with the Bulldogs. They are 20-2 this year. And again, they are very solid. Jack Lauer, their leading scorer in the backcourt, 6'2 senior, 15.5 points per game. Willow Tott, a sensational sophomore at 6'1, 8.5 points per game. Peyton Smith, more of a swing forward, 6'3 senior at over 7 points per game. And then the twins down low, 6'4 seniors, Rhett and Rook Williams. Rhett averaging over 10 points per game. Rook is averaging 7 points and 4 rebounds a contest. Marysville beat down ACCHS last night, 53-19. They outscored the Tigers 36-7 in the second half after it was just 17-12 at halftime. And as Trent mentioned a moment ago, these two teams played each other. It was right after the midseason tournaments. Nemaha Central lost here at Marysville on January 27th. That was a 52-44 Marysville win. Now this time, the second meeting, the biggest of stakes with the state tournament berth on the line. Marysville, road black uniforms. Nemaha Central is going to be rocking the home whites. Oh, Marysville is the higher seed, but Nemaha Central is on the top side of the bracket compared to Marysville on the low side of the bracket. Trip to the state tournament on the line here for the Class 3A Boys Substate Championship in Marysville. Bulldogs and Thunder, Nemaha Central, the opening tip. Kane bouncing it into the front court, and he throws it away. Well, 6 seconds in, and the Thunder turn it over. Not ideal. Now Marysville will get the possession here to start things off for them. Here is Willows, the sophomore, into the front court. Right side pass to Williams. They go inside. This is Rook Williams. Gets to the block. Cutting. Lauer. Easy. That is Peyton Smith.
Yeah, and Smith has missed 8 games. So I'm wondering, did he play in that first matchup, or is that part of the 8 games that he missed? Don't know for sure, but he might be the X factor here today.
30 seconds in. Bulldogs out to a 2-0 lead. Here's Kane. Had it knocked away in a steal. Second turnover by the Thunder. 2-on-2 break. Layup good. Willow Tott makes it 4-0 Marysville. 45 seconds into the game, and that defense is pounding here early against this Nemaha Central guard play. Here's Kane up top to Rottinghouse, guarded by Otot. Lost it again. Another steal. A 3-on-1 advantage. Layup blocked by Hilbert, but out of bounds, and credit Hilbert saving an easy bucket. Marysville had all the numbers, but it will be Bulldogs basketball. 1:02 into the game and a 4-0 start here for the home team Bulldogs.
Yeah, three turnovers for Nemaha Central, so not a good start in a hostile environment in the biggest game of the year. And how about this long-range shot?
Lauer, a deep right wing three. It's a little bit strong. Rebound for Gavin Kane. Kane bouncing at far side, Rottinghouse. Ball fixed on the block. Spin around fader. A little bit strong there. Rebound Marysville. Rhett Williams pulls that one in for the Bulldogs. Left side pass, Jack Lauer. Guarded by Rottinghouse. He has the size advantage. Now it is Peyton Smith from downtown. Misfiring on a three. And fouled from behind is Braden Uphouse. Good possession there defensively for NC. It's our first foul against Marysville. It goes against Rook Williams. 4-0. The Bulldogs lead it here. 6:24 left in the opening quarter. Into the front court, Wade Leonard. Bouncing off the body of Rhett Williams. Now Gavin Kane in front of midcourt, guarded by the twin Rhett Williams. Kane left side. This is Uphouse, deep side on the wing. Back up top to Rottinghouse, who was great last night against Sabetha with 16 points. Here's Abe Hilbert, guarded by Smith. Hands it off to Leonard, backs up to the point. Lengthy possession continues here for Nemaha Central. Rottinghouse diving in. He is bumped and fouled on the right wing. Second foul against the Bulldogs. Thunder will throw it in underneath. Otot picks up his first. Thunder are going to have to execute very well on both ends of the floor tonight, just like they did last night in the upset of Sabetha. Here's Rottinghouse. Near side corner, baseline drive on Otot. Through the hands of Hilbert. Hilbert gets it back. Hilbert goes up, missing a shot off the window. Battling for the rebound. Brought down by Otot. He is fouled by Hilbert.
No, Hilbert missed. Had a good night last night, 10-9. Well, he missed a couple last night under the rim, and he got one there, too. And then fighting for another offensive rebound and picks up a foul. He's really important. All the size that they got. And Coach John Thomas with a long talk with the official on the baseline here.
Bulldogs with the basketball, a 4-0 lead here early on. Trip to the state tournament on the line next week. Here's Lauer driving, dumps it down to Smith. Ball fake, layup, good. Peyton Smith now with 4. 6-0, the Marysville start here at 5:20 to go in the opening quarter. Leonard curls, lost it, steal. 4 turnovers, Nemaha Central, 2-on-2 break. Gets it off here to Rook Williams. Good defense in transition. Now Bulldogs will back it out and reset. Here's Otada drive, kick, Lauer, 3, yes. Lauer, a 3, a 9-0 Bulldog start. 3 minutes into the game, timeout Nemaha Central. It is a full. We'll follow suit. So we'll step aside. A 9-0 Bulldogs lead. We're back after this on KNZA.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Kansaland Radio.
Couldn't really have a better start if you're Marysville in this game. A 9-0 advantage 3 minutes in. Four early turnovers by Nemaha Central leading to runouts. Easy buckets. Bulldogs have all the momentum in front of their home crowd. Big guard play. They can really go deep into the bench. They play 8 or 9. Solid across the board. And Nemaha Central, they got to stop the bleeding here. They need to get a bucket and a stop or two to kind of get some momentum rolling in their favor. But right now, it's all Marysville out of the timeout. Thunder with the basketball in the front court here with Uphouse. High left, guarded by Lauer. Picks it up a little prematurely. Spins away from the defender. Gets it off to Kane. Kane now guarded heavily by Rhett Williams. Kane nearly put him on his back. Now driving. Shot no good, but a foul on the floor. Nice move there by Kane to draw the third team foul against Marysville. And the first on Rhett Williams. First sub into the game for the Bulldogs, Sander Zunderman. And what's impressive about this Marysville team is the fact that they're 12 on the roster, 10 are seniors. Now whistle before the ball's thrown in. Get a foul underneath. Another one here against the Bulldogs. This time Peyton Smith.
Yeah, that was
first.
I mentioned earlier John Thomas having a long talk on the baseline. That's probably what he was saying to watch for on the inbound, the little shoves that they're getting. That's working the officials and getting a call there. Good coaching by the 33rd year head coach.
John Thomas, he has seen it all, no doubt about it. His team, though, down in a tough spot. 9-0 they trail here, and now another whistle, another foul. The third foul on this possession. Now Lauer picks up his first.
Five fouls, five different guys. How about that?
And Thomas Barron's going to check in here. We'll see Cooper Hyken for the first time here for Nemaha Central. 4:27 to go opening quarter. A 9-0 start here for the home team Bulldogs. Rottinghouse at the point, spins it, gets it off the hike for the first time on the right wing. Waist-high dribbling with the right hand, now works it on the wing, driving inside, lost the handle, and he's called for a travel. A turnover by Nemaha Central, now 5 in the quarter. We haven't even played 4 minutes yet. The Bulldogs get it back with a 9-0 lead. 4 from Smith, 3 from Lauer, two points as well from Otai. Scoring so far for the Bulldogs. Here is Rhett Williams with the basketball, right side to Zutterman, who just checked in. Back up top, it goes to Jack Lauer. Jack Lauer steps into a J, left it short from the left wing, battling for the rebound, still on the floor, being kicked around, and now we get a whistle and a foul against Nemaha Central.
Yeah, and I thought Abe Hilbert had a headlock on Sanders Zutterman, like a wrestling move. Not intentionally, he was just reaching down for the ball, but he had one of those WWE headlocks, like he's about to DDT someone, but...
That's two now on Hilbert.
Yeah, I was going to say, unfortunately, an Uphouse going to have to come back in. And
you take away your good size inside as now Rook Williams and Otak come back in. Quick breathers for Smith and Rhett Williams. 3:48 to go first quarter. Marysville out to a 9-0 lead. Here's Otak driving underneath, gets it off the Barron. Shot no good in the paint. Rebound Nemaha Central. Kane's got it. Into the front court. Can the Thunder get on the board here? Down 9. Past the halfway point of the first. Here is Uphouse, right side on the wing. Guarded by Behrens. Good defense individually there. Now Kane has it right there on the right wing. Driving. Gets in the paint. Little pull up. Yes. Finally, Thunder on the board. Big time shot by Gavin Kane. A 9-2 Bulldogs lead at 3:15 to go in the first. Can the Thunder get a stop here? Otak just in front of midcourt. Between the legs dribble. Right side to Zutterman in the corner. Works it back to the wing. Now back to the top of the key. Picks it up there. Left side pass to Otak. Goes to Lauer towards the corner. Little hesitation dribble. And is bumped and fouled. It's going to be on the floor against Rottinghouse. It'll be his first. Team foul number 3 against the Thunder. Lauer to throw it in here for Marysville. This place is packed. A lot of people watching this one here tonight. Nice backdoor. Lauer shot no good, but a foul. Beautifully designed inbounds play by Marysville. Two free throws coming up here for Jack Lauer. That foul on Uphouse, his first. Team fourth. Lauer to shoot two. He's got 3 points here in the first. 67% free throw shooter. He had 14 in the win over ACCHS last night.
You know, a lot of that came in the second half. Missed the first one, 67% free throw shooter, but you know, he got boxed and won last night and kind of took over in the second half.
It was really the third quarter because a lot of the starters set pretty early in that fourth once the running clock was in effect. Lauer goes 0 for 2. 9-2 Marysville. Now another turnover. Should have been a kicked ball, but they don't blow the whistle. Now the Bulldogs back the other way. Here's Williams, short corner, picks it up on the block. Lauer open for three. Yep. Well, he makes up for the missed two free throws there. He comes back and hits a three, and it's now 12-2 Marysville at 2.5 minutes left here in the first. Kane drives. I love it when the ref wants to do everything he can to make sure that all eyes are on him to show that he's about to make a charge call. As they get Gavin Kane with the charge and another turnover. First foul on Kane. 10 fouls have been called here in the first 5.5 minutes. That wasn't the case in the girls' game. It was a little bit more let go. Nonetheless, the whistle's firing on all cylinders. Right now the Bulldogs as well firing on all cylinders. They lead it by 10 here. It's just over 2 minutes to go in the first. Lauer drives, bank shot no good, tipped around, rebound for Rottinghouse. Here's Cooper Hike pushing it a little bit, dumps the pass right side on the wing to Kane. Kane missed him. Hike was open in the corner. Kane drives, missed the layup. Good look inside, a rebound for Thomas Behrens. Marysville into the front court, left side, Zutterman open, thought about a three, turns it down, Behrens up top. Looking inside, now Lauer on the wing. It goes to Williams, who fires and swishes a triple. Brett Williams a three. It's now 15-2 Marysville. Coming up on the final 90 seconds here in the opening quarter. Uphouse to drive, gets all the way and lays it in. Braden Uphouse for two, makes it 15-4 at 1:25 to go. Right now, all the momentum here in the first quarter for Marysville. Here's Otot, right side, dribbles to the elbow, kicks it left, open, Rhett Williams a three, this is an air ball, and it goes out of bounds, last touch by Behrens, Nemaha Central gets it back, Peyton Smith checks back in here for the Bulldogs. 71 seconds left in the quarter. Can the Thunder win this final 70 seconds? Can they chip a little bit closer? All you have to do, a long way to go, chip away, you're down 15-4 with 1:05 to go in the quarter. Leonard kicks it to Hike in the corner. Driving by Otot, spins. Just got the pass to the top of the key here to Kane. Kane guarded pretty heavily here by Lauer. Now Kane drives and is bumped and fouled. It'll be team foul number 6. So the rest of the half, Nemaha Central is going to be in the bonus. Lauer picks up, his second.
That's big. That could swing the game.
Brooke Williams quickly back in is... They sit Lauer with two fouls. A 15-4 Marysville advantage at 50 seconds to go in this first quarter. Here's Rottinghouse drives.
Now they're shooting, one-on-one the rest of this half. I mean, that's two now on Peyton Smith. I was going to say they had five different guys with one foul. So it was bound for guys to start picking up their seconds, and Barron's going to come back in. And, you know, if you can knock down free throws and you know, you might have to be looking at Jake Dankenbring or some guy, you know, that was end of the fourth quarter, have to come in and play big minutes because they have guys with two fouls.
You know, at this rate, we're going to have a lot of free throws in the second quarter, and Rottinghouse was so good at the line last night in the win over Sabetha. He was 8 of 9 and had 16 points. He makes the first one here. It's his first point of the game, makes it 15-5. Second is good as well, so continuing the hot shooting at the line. And it's 15-6 Marysville. Final 40 seconds here in the first quarter. Open in the corner, Rook Williams a three. Left it short. Offensive rebound for Otot to keep it alive. Otot at the elbow. Kicks it right side. This is Rhett Williams into the corner. Zutterman a three. He drilled it. Four threes in the first quarter for Marysville. They lead it 18-6 at 20 seconds to go.
Very reminiscent of the third quarter against ACCHS last night. They just filled it up from outside the arc, and I think Uphouse might have got bailed out there, but good take to the basket. Not a lot of contact at the end, but
Uphouse will shoot two.
That's two on O-top. So you have three starters now. I thought it might have been a little bit of a bailout concerning some of the contact that we've seen, but if you're a Nemaha Central fan, you're not going to complain as you get a chance to get it back down to 10 here.
Uphouse had 8 points against Sabetha last night. Hits the first free throw here. He's got three in the quarter. 18-7 Marysville, 15 seconds to go. Lauer's going to check back in here. If this one goes down, it is Uphouse now at four. So Lauer comes in, Marysville by 10, 15 seconds to go. It's Otot, the sophomore, into the front court. Directing traffic, dribbling with the right. 8 seconds, dribbles to the right wing, picks it up there. 6 seconds to go. Lauer up top. Now 3 seconds, and he traveled with it.
Yeah, I was going to say they brought Lauer back in because unless he picks up an offensive foul, you're not risking him really picking up a third, and now he's going to come back out. And even Steven Tomer is going to come in, or Tomer, excuse me, is going to get Otot. So you have all three guys that have two fouls, won't pick one up here the rest of the quarter.
3 seconds left for Nemaha Central. Can they get something? Kane into the front court with a second to go. Did he get it off in time? He does not.
Just a little too late.
He needed one extra second, and that takes us to the end of the quarter. The Bulldogs at home roaring here early. 18-8, their lead over Nemaha Central. Back to the second quarter after this on KSCA.
1 out of 3 American adults have prediabetes. Did you know that if you have prediabetes, you can make changes now to improve your health and prevent type 2? Nemaha Valley Community Hospital is hosting its 4th annual Prevent T2 program. An informational meeting will be held at the hospital on March 21st at 5:30 p.m. to review the program details. You will also hear from an individual who has completed the program. Please contact Leah Heinen at 785-336-0322 with questions. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters, the right agent with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
Kansaland Radio.
Boys substate title game here at Marysville tonight. Home team Bulldogs leading Nemaha Central 18-8. Bulldogs scored the first 9 points of the game, but the latter portion of the first, Thunder kept it within striking distance, played much better the last few minutes, kept it even, but down here to start the second period. Marysville with the basketball. Zutterman has it in the corner. Dribbles back to the wing. Picks it up there. Looking inside. Instead up top, it goes to Otot. Otot looking right. Now wants to work on Rottinghouse. Bounces it left. Williams, nice pass to his brother as it's threat to Rook. And Rook has his first deuce. 12-point lead. 20-8, early second. That is a pretty good combination. Rhett and Rook Williams. Leonard with the basketball for Nemaha Central. Right side to Rottinghouse. And he just stands there holding it at the hip. Now gets it up top to Kane. We'll see Trent Thomas for Nemaha Central check in on the next dead ball possession. Kane pulls up a long two, left it short. Rebound Marysville. I don't think that's a possession that John Thomas really visualized there. And to the corner it goes, Rook Williams. A 12-point Bulldogs lead here early in the second. Wants to go baseline, cut off, good defense by Uphouse. Now Lauer, ball fakes, gets to the elbow. Guarded by Hike, open for three, Williams. Swish again. Rook Williams with five, his first triple. 23-8, and a 5-0 start here in the second for the Bulldogs. 6:20 left, first half. Here's Kane. Thought about pulling up. Rottinghouse left wing triple off the front rim. Height gets the rebound, puts it up and in. Big put back Second chance for Cooper Hike. His first basket, 23-10 Marysville, 2 minutes into the second. There's Zutterman in the corner, wide open, missed it, and a rebound for Uphouse. Here's Cooper Hike into the front court, left side pass to Leonard. Thunder down 13 at 5:50 to go in the second quarter. Cooper Hike up top, right side to Rottinghouse, into the corner with Leonard. Triple threat, Hike open underneath, layup good. That was a well-executed possession by the Thunder. Easy bucket. Makes it 23-12 at 5:30 to go.
Yeah, back screen, a little bit of miscommunication. Cooper Hike willing his team back into the game a little bit here.
Don't want to get too much farther down as we creep closer to halftime. Here's Rhett Williams, free throw line, right side pass to Zutterman in the corner. Zutterman picks it up there. They don't close out on him. Now Otot has it right there in the right corner. Zutterman swings through. Otot curls. Zutterman now left side corner for three. Hits the rim. High off, no good. Fighting for the rebound. A whistle and a tie-up. And the possession arrow back to Nemaha Central as Trent Thomas and Abe Hilbert check in here for the Thunder. And now we'll see Colby Free, a 6'8 sophomore. So Free will get some minutes here in the first half. Now 5 minutes to go. Right now the Bulldogs leading 23-12. Here is Uphouse into the front court for Nemaha Central. Right side to Cooper Hike on the wing. Puts it on the dribble. Head of steam with the big body. Gets to the block. Stops there. Now Hilbert had it knocked away and another turnover. A steal for Marysville. Picked up there by Rook Williams. Here's Otot, long pass, Zutterman, nice ball fake, drives, and a lot of contact, no call, and a rebound for Cooper Hike. All the fouls were being called in the first quarter. It's been a little bit different in that aspect here in the second. Here is Free, hands it off to Trent Thomas, high right on the wing, works it back far side left, stops at the point, now Free right side to Hike. And Trent Thomas is open underneath, and he scores. Nice play again by the Thunder. Easy bucket. They're back to within nine. Now 4:05 to go in the half. Otot drives, kicks to Zutterman, works it back to the wing. Now back to the top of the key. Rhett Williams has it there. Over the head pass, Zutterman in the corner. Now Rook Williams at the elbow, closed out by two white jerseys. This is Rhett driving. Barron's in the corner, open three. Little strong off the heel, and they get a foul. It's Zutterman pushing.
That's going to be Free to the line.
And this will put the 6'8 sophomore Colby Free to the line to shoot a pair.
Last of the one and ones here.
Team foul number nine. So again, yeah, Free will shoot a one and one. This will be just his 13th free throw attempt of the season.
Yeah, and it's not Wade Leonard or Gavin Kay or even Carter Rottinghouse leading back. It's the unlikely suspects of Trent Thomas and Cooper Hike. And now Colby Free.
He looks free shooting that free
throw. Yeah, I mean, like I said, you know, you got that 9-0 start, now you're winning. Weathered that initial game so far, and we'll keep cutting it in.
Now Marysville wants a
timeout. Yes, sir.
The Thunder creeping back in it, keeping themselves alive. 23-16 Marysville, 3:46 to go until halftime. Stepping aside, back after this on KNZN.
Hi, this is Joyce Sidbeck, the nurse and operator for Oakley Place of Seneca, which is a 12-bed home plus care facility that specializes in memory care. We maintain a 1-staff-to-4-resident ratio and recently increased our starting wages. We currently are hiring for certified nurse aides and certified medication aides. If you want to work in an environment where you have the ability to truly make a difference, we encourage you to apply online at oakleyplacecare.com or call 785-334-6000 for more information.
Kansaland Radio.
Nice last couple minutes here for Nemaha Central. Getting down big early, but back to within a 23-16 game at 3:46 to go until halftime. Brandon, Trenton, and Colin with you. Real quick here on Substate Championship Saturday, shout out on the girls' side. Frankfurt and Jonathan West are off to the state tournament. The Wildcats of Frankfort beating Osborne 50-31 at Washington County tonight. And then Donovan West knocked off Centralia 44-39. So a couple of teams representing in Class 1A Division 1 on the girls' side. And the Horton boys are on to state as well. Congratulations to the Chargers. And now a three right out the break and a huge shot for Rhett Williams. Another triple for the Bulldogs, back to 10 at 26-16. Here is Trent Thomas for Nemaha Central, up top to Uphouse. Gets a high ball screen from Hilbert, works it all the way inside. Shot blocked. Hilbert trying to fight for it, rips it away.
And he got fouled. So it's going to be two shots for Mr. Hilbert here.
I think that's Rook Williams who picks up his second. So double bonus the rest of the way. Roninghouse is going to check back in. This is going to put Abe Hilbert at the line, who has been quiet here in the first half.
I think Rook Williams had the initial block there on the drive, but Hilbert grabbed him and tried to tie him up, and he just grabbed him on the arm. Thank you.
Hilbert knocks in the free throw.
Dropped my pen, just thanking the Nemo on Central Radio next to me. So. Yeah, Abe Hilbert, 10-9 last night, had a couple blocks, instrumental part before he fouled out.
Good minute for Trent Thomas, who checks out.
Yeah, he scored a bucket, you know. Probably a guy that wasn't expecting maybe even play and puts in a deuce, carry him back in the game when they needed it.
Hilbert's second, missing. He goes 1-for-2. Inadvertent whistle there. They don't stop play. Here come the Bulldogs into the front court, leading by 9.
Yeah,
3 minutes to go.
They have Kane coming back in for Hilbert, and if he made that free throw, obviously they're going to get him back in. So Hilbert needs to be careful here, not picking up a third.
Here's Jack Lauer, right side on the wing, deep, thought about a three, turns it down. Otot now at the point, guarded by Leonard. They shovel it to Williams, right side. Now it's Lauer. Lauer gets the ball screen, cut off there by Roninghouse. Now he guards Lauer. Here's Barron's corner left, closed out by Hilbert. The reset up top. Here's Zunderman. 2.5 minutes to go in this half. 26-17, the Bulldogs at home, leading Nemaha Central in this sub-state championship game. Lengthy possession for the Bulldogs. Nemaha Central fans applauding the defensive effort here. Here's Zunderman. Around a screen. Not much body with that screen. Now it's Otot. Works left. Hands it to Lauer. Ball fakes. And he traveled with it. Good defensive possession there for Nemaha Central. Here comes Gavin Kane in for Hilbert.
Yeah, they got
Tomer back in as well here. So
he's going to get Lauer. A little offense for defense trade here.
So both teams have gone a little bit deeper into the bench maybe from last night compared in their matchups in the semifinals. Tomer getting some minutes here again for Nemaha Central. Trent Thomas, who didn't even play yesterday, got in, made a bucket in this quarter. It's a 9-point game. Marysville with the lead. Now they show zone defense here, 2-3 variety.
And that's to protect the foul trouble that they have.
Under 2 minutes to go. Now Leonard, a deep three. Front rim off, no good. Rebound Marysville. Barron's has that one. Nemaha Central, a 26% three-point shooting team during the regular season. Here's a drive. Spinning. Good kick. Barron's will try. Short on a triple. Flips around, and Roninghouse had it for a second. And he is bumped by Roninghouse, and I think they get the foul on Carter Roninghouse.
I don't think he really had full control and got poked loose there. And
the final foul
that
he did,
yeah. And Hilbert and Lauer, each with their two fouls, are checking back in.
Thunder in the double bonus, final 93 seconds. Marysville just getting into the 1-1 on the next foul. Otot to throw it in near sideline, finds Rhett Williams in the corner. Baseline drive, a lot of contact with Cooper Hike, and a foul. And Hyde will pick up his first. Team foul number 7. 2 free throws coming up here for Rhett Williams, who has hit 2 threes here in the first half and has 6 points. By the way, Marysville, they have hit 6 triples here in the first half. They lead it by 9 at 26-17. Chance to add to it. Rhett, a 69% free throw shooter, hits the first. He has 7. Lead back to 10 at 27-17. Tomer back in. Lauer's out, again protecting some of the foul trouble. Second free throw is good. Rhett Williams, he goes 2-for-2, has 8 points. And it's 28-17, Marysville, at minute and a half to go in this first half. John Thomas barking out the plays. Marysville backing up into the 2-3 zone. Leonard across midcourt. Dribbling with the right, pointing out directions with the left. Here's Kane fouled from behind, and two free throws coming up. And if that's Rhett Williams, that'll be his second. So, again, it looked to be clean with the block, but body from behind is going to put Kane at the line to shoot a pair at 1:14 to go. Get back to within 10, maybe 9 if you can knock down both. First free throw good for Gavin Kane. He was huge last night in the win over the Blue Jays with 17 points. 28-18 Bulldogs at 1:14 to go in the half. Kane will have one more free throw. Free throw rattles out. Thunder now 8 of 10 at the line. A 10-point lead at 28-18. Marysville with that lead in the ball, trying to extend it. They do. Another three by Rhett Williams. This time from the left wing. He's got three triples and 11 points. 31-18 Bulldogs with a minute to go. Can the Thunder get a big bucket here? Kane lost it, gathers it. They're going to say a kicked ball inside. I think Zutterman got a foot on it. Thunder will keep it. Free is back in for Hilbert. And also Tomer's going to check back in as well for the Bulldogs. And now we'll see for the first time Colton Shoddy. So again, both teams getting a little bit deeper here. Both teams are kind of battling and saddling themselves up with a little bit of foul trouble. 51 seconds to go in the second quarter. A 13-point Bulldogs lead. Here's Kane. Guarded here by Zutterman. Nice drive and kick. Up out in the corner. Now drives up top to Hike. He drives straight from the top. A lot of contact. Offensive foul. Second foul on Cooper Hike. Another Nemaha Central turnover. And the Bulldogs get it back with 36 seconds to go, leading by 13. That appeared to be the good call there. It looked to be set. And Hike went in. He was ready to take it all the way. And Marysville was... They get the ball back and play for the final shot here with 30 seconds to go. Be a big stop here for the Thunder. Otot, or correction, yeah, that was Otot, but now a foul. They get Wade Leonard away from the ball, and now free throws coming up here. This will be a 1-1 for Will Otot. Otot's been quiet tonight so far, 2 points, couple of rebounds. He had 7 in the win over ACCHS last night. Averaging 8.5 points per game on the season. First free throw, rattles out, no good. And Free has that rebound for Nemaha Central. Final 20 seconds of the half. Thunder down 13. Can they get a bucket here? Here's Leonard right in front of midcourt, guarded by Otan. 10 seconds for the Thunder. Leonard bouncing it up top to Hike. Down to 5 seconds, puts it on the dribble. Uphouse in the corner for three, spins it home, and that'll take us to halftime. A much-needed triple for Nemaha Central, and it's a 10-point game at the half. 31-21 Marysville, the lead on Nemaha Central. Halftime show is next. It's brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, and we'll break it all down when we come back here on KNZA.
Some tire shops give you a whole $5 off if you put their sticker in your back window. Guess that's their way of saying sorry for overcharging you. Now that's sticker shock. Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, the place to really save on tires. And with Wilson's Direct Price Match Guarantee, they'll not only match the best price you find, they'll beat it by 10% or more. Get out of town and save at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
This winter, use your time inside your home to remodel a room. Let Suther Building Supply in Seneca show you their vast selection of interior improvement supplies. They have the flooring choices and trim to take that old room and turn it into something very special. Their Valspar paint can easily change the look and feel of a room too. So why wait? Head into Suther Building Supply in Seneca and see their displays of all the products to help give you the ideas to turn that old room into a special place. That's Suther Building Supply in Seneca.
Kansaland Radio.
Boys Substate Championship game here at the half. Home team in control. 10-point advantage for Marysville on their home floor. 31-21 here over Nemaha Central. Halftime show presented by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. 7 miles west of Fulton on K-16. If you want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee. 7 miles west of Fulton on Highway 16. Colin in studio, Brandon and Trenton with you here from a packed Marysville High School gymnasium. First 3 minutes of the game, Bulldogs scored the first 9 points, and it looked like they wanted to put the hammer down early. Thunder weathered the storm. They got down 13 late in that first half. They get a big three at the buzzer. Again, weathering the storm, down 10. They're still alive. They kept themselves in the game.
Yeah, and you know, they got down to, I believe, as low as 7 at one point. It ballooned back up to 13, but they've been playing rather even. It was a 13-13 quarter there, and, you know, you start on defense in the half, and you get a stop, and, you know, up, Brayden Uphouse just hit a big-time three in the corner, cut that back down to 10, you know, just kind of like, you kind of look at like what Riley County did, you know. They took the initial blow from Nemaha Central, and they just continued to battle, and kind of wore Nemaha Central down and were able to take the lead. That's what you got to kind of do, is just stick around for as long as you can, give yourself a chance.
Let's go through some of the numbers here in the first half. We'll start with Marysville. They got 11 from Rhett Williams. He hit 3 threes. As you counter these up, 7 triples total in the first half for Marysville. Obviously a big key in this 10-point lead. So we've got 11 for Rhett Williams. They got 6 from Jack Lauer. They got 5 from Rook Williams. They got 4 from Peyton Smith, 3 from Sanders Zutterman, and then 2 from Willow Todd. For Nemaha Central, they had 7 in the first half from Braden Uphouse. They got 4 from Cooper Hike. They got 3 from Gavin Kane, 2 apiece from Carter Roddinghouse, Colby Free, and Trent Thomas. And then they got 1 point from Abe Hilbert. Thunder 9 turnovers. The line, Marysville 2 turnovers, 7 rebounds. They were 2 for 5 at the line. Bulldogs by 10 at the half. We'll have more right after this here on KNZA.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
After I drop the kids off, I have to run across town for a meeting, hit the gym during lunch. Jake has soccer tonight, and Emily has gymnastics? Oh, did I turn on the crock pot this morning?
With a never-ending to-do list, it's easy to forget something important, like setting up a life insurance plan with Shelter Insurance. Your local shelter agent can show you how to create a safety net for your family. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Call your local shelter agents, Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, you're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Kansaland Radio.
Taking a look around the area with some other local teams and sub-state championship games tonight. Teams that have already punched their tickets to state tournaments in Class 1A Division 1 on the girls' side. Frankfort and Donovan West are both in. Frankfort beat Osborne tonight 50-31. Donovan West, they held off Centralia 44-39. And Class 2A on the boys' side, Horton is into the state tournament. Congratulations to them. They'll be playing in Manhattan next week. Chargers beat Riverside 57-35. Elsewhere here tonight in the late games, 3A boys, Perry Lecompton holding a one-point halftime lead on Heritage Christian, 29-28. Boys 1A Division 2 championship at Axel, and the Eagles have a 31-24 lead on Hanover. And then 2A girls, a good one with Riverside and Jackson Heights. Riverside 21, Jackson Heights 20. The halftime score there. Our score here in this sub-state game in Marysville. Bulldogs 31, Thunder 21. Final 2-minute timeout, second half coming your way right after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
As a farmer, you know you can never have too many tools. And when it comes to risk management, there's one vitally important tool, crop insurance. Your Rain and Hail independent agent can help you use crop insurance as a risk management tool to protect your business. To learn about the insurance tools available, call your local SBS insurance agent. You'll get crop insurance service from an agent that will help you protect what matters most. This agency is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Is it time to replace that old storm door? Odd size? Can't find one? Standard door won't fit? Then let Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca help you with a new Gerken storm door from custom size to standard. Why Gerken? Gerken Windows and Doors have been building storm doors for over 60 years. Gerken offers three storm door categories, and all doors are guaranteed for as long as you own your home. You can check them out at Gerken.com or stop at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and let them help you with that new Gerken storm door and windows. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision-making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Hanzaland Radio.
Can the Thunder rally here in the second half? They trail here at Marysville 31-21 in this state title game. Trip to the state tournament on the line for next week. Brandon, Trenton, and Colin with you as we get set for the second half. Riley County girls won the first game tonight. They're on to state. They beat Nemaha Central 46-41. Marysville trying to hold on here in the nightcap, leading by 10 as we start the second half. Switching sides, Marysville with the opening possession, going from left to right. Otot works it into the front court after receiving the inbounds pass, stops on the left wing. Lauer now in the corner left. Baseline drive on Rottinghouse, looking for Smith. It's bounced away out of bounds. Last touch by Nemaha Central, so Marysville keeping it. 15 seconds in, a 31-21 score. Here's Lauer, dumps it into Smith in the corner. Otot at the point, waiting for it to develop. Here is Rhett Williams, works it back to the right wing, up top. And Rottinghouse, a near steal, but chasing it down is Lauer. Lauer now working it back into the front court, takes it all the way, lays it in over Abe Hilbert. Lauer with a nice clean finish. He's got eight. 33-21 Marysville, just getting going in the second half. First possession here for the Thunder. Here is Leonard. Wayside dribbles with the right hand. He bounces it up top here to Gavin Kane. Now Hilbert inside. Shot is good. Nicely done. Good touch around the rim for Abe Hilbert. First field goal for him. He's got three. And it's 33-23, 60 seconds into this third. Here's Smith. Lauer right side now on the wing. Holds it. right in front of his head coach, Scott Brown. Now puts a jab on, dribbles a few times, gets it off to Otak, curls in the lane, a right side kick to Williams. Now Lauer again, little hezzy, putting Rodinghouse on the dribble, and just bumped and fouled on a baseline drive. 6:39 to go in the quarter. Kane picks up his second. Rodinghouse is out. We'll see Cooper Hike for the first time here in the second half. A 10-point Bulldogs lead early third quarter. Here's Smith. Ball fake on Hilbert. Layup good. Hilbert didn't want to pick up his third foul. Easy finish for Peyton Smith. He's got six. 35-23 Bulldogs. Hike on the other end through some contact. Lays it in. 6 points for Cooper Hike. Back to 10. 35-25 at 6:20 to go in the third. Williams with the basketball. This is Rook. Up top it goes. This is Otak. Otak angles left. Now Rook Williams driving from the left wing. Lost it and picked up. Good defense. A steal by Uphouse. Just the third turnover by Marysville tonight. Hike a look from three. A little bit strong from straight on. Marysville the rebound. As Rook Williams had it, and then he is fouled by Abe Hilbert, who just picked up his third. 5:55 to go in this third quarter. It's a 10-point game. Bulldogs leading 35-25. Into the front court, Otak kicks it left. Williams in the corner. This is Rook. Curls to the elbow. Nice kick left. Smith now will pick up a travel. And a turnover by the Bulldogs. We'll give it back to Nemaha Central at 5:43 to go. Still a 10-point game. Thunder have weathered the storm and are more than certainly in this ball game early portions of the third quarter after they got down 9-0 in the first couple minutes. Here is Leonard with the basketball. Works it back to the point. Couple steps in front of midcourt. Man-to-man defense right now for the Bulldogs. Setting up a play as Hike on the wrong side. Now goes to the right wing. Hands it off to him right there. Hike working back around near side. And looking for Hilbert in a deflected pass and a steal. Bulldogs get a turnover. Lauer walks it into the front court. 35-25 Bulldogs. 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Lauer, near side pass, it goes to Rhett Williams. Cross the way to his brother, Rook Williams. Now Smith, right side on the wing. Williams in the corner, swinging through on Kane. Otak gets it up top, works it right, now dives inside, ball fake. Nice pass, Peyton Smith, shot no good. Abe Hilbert has picked up his fourth foul.
Yeah, not much Hilbert to do there. It was a nice dish. You're going to see Kobe Free come back in.
And so put Peyton Smith at the line to shoot a pair. He's got 6 points here tonight. Scored 11 in the win over ACCHS last night. And 9 points and 7 rebounds in the first round win over Hiawatha. First free throw no good there for Peyton Smith. So Hilbert has to come out with 4 fouls with 4:42 to go in the third quarter. Free is in. Rodinghouse is in. Hike is also out for Nemaha Central. Smith, a 58% free throw shooter, missed the first, tries here for the second, missed the second as well, battling for the rebound, Nemaha Central has it, and Leonard quickly up the floor, layup, rims off, no good, fighting for it, and the Bulldogs come away with it with Rook Williams. Had a chance there, just rattled one out. Here's Otak for Marysville, they lead it by 10, coming up on the halfway point of the third quarter. Lauer from the right corner, cut off there by Rodinghouse, now launching a pass to the left side of the floor. Now Otak at the top of the key. He'll drive to the paint. Kicks it left. A long two is off the rim. No good. Fighting for it is Lauer. Ball fakes on Free. Puts it up and in. Lauer now 10 points. 37-25 Bulldogs. 4 minutes down. 4 minutes to go in the third. Here is Leonard with the basketball. A couple steps in front of midcourt here for Nemaha Central. Right side pass on the wing. It goes to Uphouse. Up house to Free, on the block, working, spinning, firing, missing, and tipped around, rebound for the Bulldogs. Otak picks up some speed into the front court, hands it off at the point to Williams. Now Lauer, high on the wing. Rook Williams, left side on the wing. Man-to-man defense right now for the Thunder. Lauer, ball fake, gets to the elbow. Little pull-up J, missing, and free the rebound for Nemaha Central. Under 3:20 to go in the third. A 12-point Bulldogs lead. And an offensive foul. Kane picks up his third. Nemaha Central fans don't like it. And it's the 11th turnover of the game for Nemaha Central.
Yeah, that's a bang-bang play right there. I mean, it's a tough call. An official awarded an offensive foul there.
A 37-25 Marysville lead at 3:14 to go in the third quarter. In the sub-state championship game, Riley County defeated the Nemaha Central girls earlier tonight by 5 to advance. Now the Thunder boys are going to have to rally here in the second half if they want to get themselves to the state tournament next week. Bulldogs, though, have been so good this season. 20-2 coming in. Only losses to Sabetha and Atchison, who were the top-ranked teams in their respective classifications. Foul picked up here by Braden Uphouse, his second. So look at the fouls right now. Thunder have picked up 5 fouls here in the third quarter. Marysville has yet to be called for a foul. So 5-0, the fouls here in the second half. Williams, a drive, layup good. That's Brooke Williams. He has 7. 39-25, the lead is 2 touchdowns.
Oh, nice move.
Oh, but then Kane
good hands by Rhett Williams, but that was a nice in-and-out move on Lauer.
Williams drives, layup good. That's Rhett Williams. He's got 13. Timeout, Nemaha Central.
Yeah, Rhett Williams just saved his teammate from a highlight reel ankle breaker by getting that steal.
16-point lead, 41-25, Marysville. 2:46 to go in this third quarter. We'll step aside. Back after this on KNZA.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition, Peru State is one of the lowest-cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
Big 2:46 coming up here in the third quarter for Nemaha Central. They were down 10 at the half, but Marysville now is put it back up to 16 at 41-25. Under 3 minutes to go in this third quarter. Thunder out of the timeout with the basketball. Roninghouse into the front court. Marysville going back to his own defense here. Here's Kane, top of the key, looking right. Gets it to Free on the wing. Now Roninghouse just in front of midcourt. Angles left, dribbles that way. Now goes back to the top of the key. Picks it up there. Left side pass to Hike on the wing. Hike puts it on the dribble once, picks it up, and back up top to Roninghouse. Lost it. Turnover. Transition. Layup good. Rhett Williams, 15, and it's 43-25 with 2:07 to go in the quarter. Big run here for the Bulldogs. Turnovers leading to easy buckets, and the Bulldogs can get out quickly. Here's Hike on the wing left, up top to Roninghouse. Kane at the free throw line, dives in, push shot with the right hand, no good. Rebound for Marysville. Lauer gets it, and will walk it across midcourt himself with under 1:50 to go in the quarter. Lauer just in front of midcourt, 10 points tonight, averaging over 15 a game, leading score for the Bulldogs. Sanders Zutterman back in with the basketball in front of midcourt. 90 seconds to go in this third quarter. It's a 43-25 Marysville lead. Lauer caught in a double team in the near side corner. Gets it out to Rook Williams, who drives, kicks to Zutterman, left side in the corner. Now Marysville wasting some time here, resetting up top. Otot hands it off to Rhett Williams. Into the corner with Zutterman. Near side, works it back to the wing. Waist side dribbles left-handed. Guarded by Free. Down to a minute to go in this third quarter. Osai had it knocked away, and that's going to be a jump ball. Good defense there by Hike, and that's going to be a turnover.
And
possession arrow back to the Thunder.
Yeah, they picked up that loose ball anyway, but, you know, you got to hit a shot here, and I'm not saying you play for the final shot to try and get to 15 or 16, but you might want to get a quick hitter here and try and get a defensive stop as Jaden Thomas is going to check in for the first time. And
so we saw Trent Thomas in the first half. We'll see Jaden Thomas here in the second half. Uphouse is getting a breather. Free is getting a breather. But right now the Bulldogs in control, leading 43-25 with under a minute to go here in the third quarter. Leonard just across midcourt. Angles right. Rodinghouse now high on the wing. Back up top to Kane. Facing the basket. Left side to Hike on the wing. Shimmies. Puts it on the dribble. Baseline left. Now Rodinghouse in the corner. Here's Kane at the elbow. Moving to his right. And another offensive foul. That's twice tonight. Kane's been called for a push-off, and now he has four. 33 seconds to go in the quarter. Bulldogs get it back, leading by 18.
Yeah, and that he extended the arm there. Got a little bit of a stalling of the call, but he definitely extends his arm now. Leonard's going to force him into the 1-1 by holding in the backcourt on Levo Tot.
Yeah, so Leonard picks up his second foul. Yep, that's team foul number 7. Bulldogs have not been called for a foul here in the second half. Uphouse is back in. Otot's going to shoot a 1-1. And it's just not an ideal scenario right now for Nemaha Central. Down 18 late third quarter. 7-0 the disadvantage in the foul department. Otot's free throw is good. He's been quiet tonight. He's got 3. But if he hits this one, it'll be a 20-point lead for Marysville. 44-25, 33 and a half seconds to go in this quarter. Little strong missing and chasing it down. Zutterman had it, but they say he was out of bounds. So the Thunder will have a chance here with 32 seconds to go to maybe play for the final shot of the quarter. Right now, it is all Marysville. They lead it by 19.
And you desperately need a bucket here.
See if the Thunder can get one. Leonard into the front court, lobs the pass to Ronnie. Now he drives baseline, shovels it, saved by Lauer, turnover. What a save by Lauer. 15 seconds to go. Marysville can play for the final shot.
Yeah, and that was the right pass trying to skip it baseline, but the length of Marysville, there's an and one.
Otot, and one, baseline drive, and a chance for one more. 5 for Otot, lead is 46-25 with 9 seconds to go in the quarter. This has been all Marysville in the third.
And that's what they did last night to ATCHS. You know, it was somewhat of a close game. Last night was 5. Today was just 10, so it was a little bit more. But, you know, the very good third quarter team. You know, the halftime adjustments, they do it some of the best under Scott Brown.
Missed free throw. Leonard the rebound. 7 seconds here for the Thunder. Leonard, a little hesitation. He'll drive, takes it all the way, missing, getting his own rebound. He throws one up, and it's no good at the buzzer. Marysville, 8 minutes away from a trip to the state tournament. They lead Nemaha Central 46-25. Back after this. Fourth quarter's next here on KNZA.
In a recent survey, 43% of people did not buy life insurance because they were worried about making the wrong decision. Hi, this is Kirby Schmelzley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus. We know that life insurance can be confusing, but be assured, the Knights of Columbus is an organization that earns the highest ratings from independent rating services while maintaining ethical standards. Knights of Columbus agents are Catholic advisors working with Catholic families. Come see me, Kirby Schmelzley, at 416 Main Street in Seneca.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
KNZA.
Nemaha Central boys in some trouble here as we start the fourth quarter. Marysville with a 15-4 advantage in the third. Their lead is 46-25 as we start the fourth and final quarter on this sub-state championship game. Lauer right side, Williams in the corner. That's Rhett with 15 tonight. Gets it to his twin brother. That's Rook in the paint. Had it knocked away. Trying to chase it down. Still on the floor. Right around midcourt. Still trying to pick it up. And now a whistle and a foul. And finally the Bulldogs will pick up their first foul. And there's the casual cheers. As the fans, again, not happy with the officiating here in the second half. That's the third on Otot. Thunder leading, or correction, trailing, beg your pardon, 46-25 as Hooper Hike fires a 19-foot deuce from straight on. It's no good. Rebound Marysville. I'll expect the Bulldogs to lengthen or shorten this game with possessions. And now a travel is going to be called against Peyton Smith and a turnover, and the fans wanted a push off there near midcourt. And I think they had a gripe there. They were calling that on Kane multiple times in this game, and it was pretty much the same play, and they don't call it against the Bulldogs here.
Yeah, I got to agree with you there. And, you know, they still get the turnover, though. You wish you got the foul.
8-1 in the foul department. Not on the side for Nemaha Central. Early fourth quarter, they're down 21. Their season on the line. Here's Leonard, a right wing three, left it short. And a rebound for Marysville. Otot has that one. Here's Lauer into the front court, right side on the wing. Now Marysville, they're in no hurry now with this lead. They will slow this thing down as much as possible. And Marysville, 20 wins on the season, just two losses after the win against ACCHS. Number 7 in the final regular season rankings in Class 3A. They were the undefeated North Central Kansas League champs here this season. Lauer, nice pass to Smith underneath on Hilbert. Shot no good. Good defense there by Hilbert to avoid a fifth foul. He gets the miss, and now the Thunder in the front court. Here's Uphouse for three. It's an air ball. And Rhett Williams, the rebound for Marysville. So a quick miss there. Bulldogs back into the front court. And they say he went over and back. A turnover on Otot. Thunder get it back. Gavin Kane is back in. We want a timeout here for Marysville. A full timeout for Scott Brown. We'll take it as well. 6:13 to go in the game. 46-25 Marysville. Back after this on KNZA.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinentruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
KNZA.
6:13 to go in this one. Marysville in control, leading Nemaha Central 46-25 in this sub-state championship game. Brandon Trenton and Colin with you. Thunder girls lost a heartbreaker in the first game tonight. They lost by 5 to Riley County, 46-41. So the Falcons are on to the state tournament. And now the Bulldogs in prime position with a 21-point lead with just over 6 minutes to go. They had a 15-4 advantage in the third quarter. And that has helped them extend this out to 20-plus here early fourth. Thunder need to get some buckets and some stops, some turnovers quickly if they want to give themselves some hope here down the stretch. Here's Leonard up top, out of the timeout. Kane with the basketball now at the point. Zone defense for the Bulldogs. Here's Ronninghouse, right side on the wing. Works it back, curls in the lane, dumps it into Hilbert inside. Shot good, plus one. Abe Hilbert with 5 and a chance to make it 6 at the line. 46-27 at 5:45 to go. And the foul on Otot, no correction, Smith. That's his third. Hilbert at the line, 1-for-2 tonight. He made the free throw, but they're going to say a lane violation.
Yeah, Leonard came in a little early. That hurt. Trying to get an offensive board, and, you know, you need as many points as possible, but you lose one off there.
46-27, Marysville with 5:45 to go. Cooper Hike is back into the game, replacing Hilbert. What a run here for the Thunder to get to this point after what was kind of a down year for them. Just 10-12 coming in. They're not used to having under 500 seasons under John Thomas. They had a lot of turnover from last year. This Bulldogs team did not. That's really a big difference in this game. The experience factor playing large for the Bulldogs. Here's Williams on the wing. Zutterman now a baseline drive all the way to the rack. But an offensive foul. He made the layup, but it's Uphouse who took the heat and took the charge.
Yeah, that's the right call. He was there.
So Zutterman picks up the foul, his second. A turnover by the Bulldogs. Thunder get it back, trailing 46-27 at 5:22 to go. Leonard quickly into the front court. Bulldogs stay in his own defense right now. Here's Kane up top with it. A little hesitation with Lauer staring him down. Now Leonard right there takes it over. Right side to Uphouse on the wing. Back up top to Leonard. Can't waste a whole lot of time here. You need some good looks. You need some buckets. Now under 5 minutes to go. Here's Kane. Hesitation in a three. It's an air ball, and Pike was able to save it, but to the wrong team. Bulldogs into the front court here. Lauer, left side and away from it. Another offensive foul.
Yeah, it was
Otot.
Yeah,
picked
Kane,
up his fourth.
Kane was standing there, and after Otot let go of the pass, he bowled him over. Good job stepping in, and you know, been on the wrong side of a couple of charges offensively. And do it on the defensive end, and I think Kane took a good shot, but you're gonna have to make a lot of threes to cut in that 19-point deficit. In that last 4:44 here.
Yeah, less than five to go. You're down 19. You can't waste a whole lot of time. You need some buckets. You need some turnovers. Not going to say it's out of reach yet. Here's Kane. Top of the key. Waist-high dribbles with the right hand. Now pulls up and is fouled from the elbow. Two shots coming up here for Gavin Kane. Also good to stop the clock and get to the free throw line. Lauer picks up his third. Team foul number five. Kane tonight, 3 points, couple of rebounds. He had 17 last night against the Blue Jays, and he makes the first free throw. Regular season, averaging 9 points per game. Second on the way, short, and a rebound for the Bulldogs. Here's Lauer into the front court with under 4.5 minutes to play. And he slipped and fell, and that's going to be a turnover, a traveling call against Lauer. That's a dangerous spot, especially if there's a wet spot there, the way you slip, and that's how you can mess with a knee, and they got to get a towel out there. It might be a wet spot, but again, just kind of a dangerous little tweak there. Could.
He looks fine, which is a good sign, especially if Marshall's
yeah,
able to hang
fine.
On. And,
but you just see those kind of non-contact, taking one step, a little bit of a slip, and they're making sure to clean up a wet spot if it's there. But nonetheless, Nemaha Central getting it back off the turnover, but again, down 18, which is 4:21 to go. Here's Leonard. Inbounds pass from Kane, excuse me. Leonard into the front court, angles right, stops on the wing. Hilbert now up top, takes left, goes back right. Roddinghouse, they for three. Off the front rim, no good. Hilbert the rebound, missing the putback. Gets it back again, throws one up, no good. And finally, the Bulldogs clear it away with Rook Williams. Multiple chances there for Hilbert, unable to finish. Now under 4 minutes to go. 18-point Bulldogs lead with the ball. Here's Williams diving inside, kicks it back up top to Lauer. Man-to-man defense and a timeout for Scott Brown. The 30-second timeout, we'll keep it right here. 3:46 left. Could be the final game here for Nemaha Central. They are down 46-28. Brandon Trenton and Colin with you. Fun time of the year, of course, always this week with Substate Basketball here on Championship Saturday. We had last seen and looking the really one remaining other team in the Big Seven besides the Riverside Girls who are in a tight game. The Perry Lecompton boys are right now down one with 50 seconds left. Heritage Christian just hit a three. So we'll keep an eye on that as the Cause are trying to get a Big 7 team out to Hutch next week, but they are down one to the 3 seed, I believe, or the 4 seed, Heritage Christian. That was a really good substate that Perry Lecompton had. Cause ended up being the 2 seed, but they had the top 4 teams in that substate with 4 losses or less. The Cause and Heritage Christian right now a 1-point game, so we will keep an eye on that. Right now, out of the timeout, Marysville in control with the ball under 4 minutes to go. They lead it 46-28 here on Nemaha Central. Thunder played well in the first half, kept themselves close. Now Lauer, right wing, he'll try, short on a triple, rebound for Cooper Hike. 3:20 to go. Hike into the front court, man-to-man here for the Bulldogs. Here's Uphouse, right side on the wing, guarded here by Rook Williams. They set it up for Leonard, he's open for three, and he got it. Wade Leonard, his first basket tonight, makes it 46-31 with 3 minutes to go. Lauer into the front court, right side pass to Zutterman. Zutterman works it back near the middle of the floor, picks it up there, left side to Lauer. Thunder ramping up the defense a little bit. Lauer drives, kicks it. Zutterman turns down an open three. Smart play there by Zutterman. Now he can waste a little bit more time. Now there's a whistle and a foul on Rodinghouse, his third. Team foul number 9. Final 1-1 here coming up. It'll be shot by Jack Lauer, who's got 10 tonight. 2:43 to go in this game, a 15-point Marysville lead, and a 1-1 coming up here for the leading scorer, Jack Lauer. Lauer's freebie. Good. He'll get the bonus. He's got 11. The lead is 47-31 as Hilbert's going to check back in, replacing Cooper Hike. Checking in. So right now the cause in Heritage Christian, a 61-61 tie with under a minute to go in that game, and it looks like a timeout was called. Second free throw is good by Lauer, so he's got 12, and the lead is 17 at 2:43 to go.
Yeah, Heritage Christian, compared to Compton, 1 of 2 at the free throw line. They came down and called a timeout with about 30 seconds left in that game. So
Heritage Christian could have a shot to win the game. Been a good one there at Perry LeCompton tonight. Here's Leonard, another deep three. This one a little bit strong off the heel. A rebound for Peyton Smith for Marysville. 2.5 minutes to go. Bulldogs with the ball, leading 48-31. Into the front court here with Otot. Lauer now in front of midcourt. Right back to Otot. Otot works it to the right wing. Up top it goes. This is Rhett Williams. Closed out by Leonard. And there's a foul. As Leonard picks up his third, team foul number 10, so two freebies the rest of the way. This will be Rhett Williams to shoot him here. Now 9 seconds to go with that Perry LeCompton game. Another timeout. Heritage Christian will have the ball, a chance to win the game. Keep an eye on that. Here's Rhett Williams at the line. First free throw, good. He's had a good night. 16 points, 3 for 3 at the line. He's got 4 rebounds. He was fairly quiet in the win last night over ACCHS with 5, but he has been certainly a difference maker here tonight. Second free throw short, tipped. Leonard has it. 49-31 Marysville coming up on the final 2 minutes of this sub-state championship. Leonard picks it up. Now up top it goes to Hilbert. Hilbert looking for someone. Rodinghouse on the wing. A closeout, but gets a 3 off. It's no good. Leonard able to chase it down for a second chance. Under 2 minutes to go. Leonard right back to Kane. He'll fire a deep three. That is short. And the Bulldogs get the miss. And time is running out here for Nemaha Central, down to 1:40. Bulldogs can smell a trip to Hutchinson next week. They lead it 49-31. Lauer driving, spinning, and finishing. Lauer with 14, and that might be the finishing touches for Marysville. Back up by 20. Here's a drive by Uphouse. The shot is good, and a quick timeout for Nemaha Central. Looks like Heritage Christian missed their shots, and it looks like overtime is coming up between Perry LeCompton and Heritage Christian. So that 3A sub-state final going into OT. A game that's probably not going into OT is this one here. 51-33. Bulldogs trying to close it out with under 90 seconds to go. Very intriguing to see how good this Bulldogs team is going to fare next week at State. And we know 3A is stacked, and it's going to be a tough field. But I think this is a Marysville team that can certainly compete. They got a little bit of everything.
Yeah, they got size. They got shooters, physical. They rebounded everything, like you said. And, you know, like you said, very loaded field out in Hutch next week. And they'll be joined by Perry LeCompton or Heritage Christian, who's going overtime, like you said. And, you know, it was a good Nemaha Central, you know, they got the big win last night. You know, they played spoiler to their rival, and you know, the 9-0 start, just they never were able to recover from that today. And unfortunately for the Nemaw Central, both their boys and girls on the wrong side of the result today.
So out of the timeout, Bulldogs with the basketball. Right, brought in some of the reserves. So, again, this is reserves for both teams, as this is pretty much going to all but do it. As this is Jake Dankenberg into the game. Here is Shoddy, and both teams emptying the bench now with this one all but wrapped up. Drive cut off there to defense by Nemaha Central's Cooper Kramer, who has checked in. Here's Shoddy with under a minute to go. This is Nathan Fisher. Now Shoddy will try a three. He airballed it. Comer saves it in, but throws it right to Nemaha Central on a turnover there. Final 38 seconds for the Nemaha Central season. Down 18 here at Marysville. Bulldogs are going to advance. And we'll have a record of 21-2. There is a turnover at midcourt. Layup is good. That is Colton Shoddy. And getting another sub in. Marysville will stop the clock and bring in another reserve. It's Blake Spicer with 22 seconds to go, and the lead is 20.
Yeah, I think unless Nemaw Central gets a bucket here, it's going to be 53-33, our final.
Nemaha Central works it into the front court. There is Kramer driving, 13 seconds to go, three up top. Nemaha Central block shot. A rebound for Carter Hike here. He will pull and hit. The final 5 seconds are going to run off the clock, and the Nemaha Central boys' season comes to an end. Marysville is on to the state tournament with a 53-35 sub-state championship win. Our post-game show is next. It's brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. We're back in a moment here on KNZA.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at B Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. B Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
1 out of 3 American adults have prediabetes. Did you know that if you have prediabetes, you can make changes now to improve your health and prevent type 2? Nemaha Valley Community Hospital is hosting its 4th annual Prevent T2 program. An informational meeting will be held at the hospital on March 21st at 5:30 p.m. to review the program details. You will also hear from an individual who has completed the program. Please contact Leah Heinen at 785-336-0322 with questions. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters, the right agent with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
Citizens State Bank in Hiawatha is your hometown bank. We offer professional, personalized banking services that include deposit accounts, loans, IRAs, trust services, and much more. Our bank has up-to-date technology so you can bank from home or on the go. We take pride in helping our customers achieve their banking goals. Call us or stop in anytime to see what we can do for you. Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KNZA.
Well, Nemaha Central swept here tonight in sub-state championship game. Lee County earlier, 46-41. The nightcap, all Marys from the Thunder, 53-35. One final time here, Brandon Sam and Trenton Craxter, Colin Felk, studio. Really the difference, again, third quarter, kind of like what we saw last night with Marysville against ACCHS. They turned a 10-point halftime lead into a 21-point lead at the end of the third quarter as they did it on both ends of the floor. We know how quickly they can strike and, you know, kind of mentioned before that last time out, kind of as the game was winding down, very interested and intrigued to see how this Marysville team competes at state next week. They are talented. They're big. They're physical. You know, they're big physical players, can play inside and out. They got a little bit of everything, but side here with Nemaha Central. A lot to dissect from this season. Of course, the big win over Sabetha last night to get to this game, but it was going to be a tall task trying to pull off two big wins back-to-back.
Yeah, and you know, you're probably you're not happy that you lost here, obviously. But, you know, you got to play spoiler to your rival who had a lot of high aspirations this year. So, you know, like you said, they battled back. They were down big against Concordia early in that game on Tuesday night, and they battled back and got that win. You know, then they battled back and beat their rival last night, you know. Just ran into the host school who was dominant from the start, the 9-0 run, and they just never recovered from that. And, you know, Marysville might be a state champion 1 week from today. We don't know. They definitely have the talent to do it, but nothing to hang your hat.
Hogs will go to the state tournament next week with a record of 21-2. Very impressive what they have done so far. Again, the final score, Marysville 53, Nemaha Central 35. Thunder will finish with a record and 13. Let's go into some of the numbers real quick. We'll start with the Bulldogs. They got 16 points and 5 rebounds from Brett Williams. Jack Lauer finished the game with 14. They got 7 points and 5 rebounds from Rook Williams. They got 6 points from Peyton Smith, 5 from Willow Tott. They got 3 points from Sanders Zutterman. They had 2 points from Colton Shoddy. Bulldogs had 11 turnovers, 22 rebounds, and they were 6 of 14 at the free throw line. Thunder, on the other hand, got 9 points from Braden Uphouse. That led the charge. They got 6 from Cooper Hike. They got 5 from Abe Hilbert. They got 4 from Gavin Kane. They got 3 from Wade Leonard. And then 2 points apiece for Carter Rottinghouse, Colby Free, Trent Thomas, and Carter Hike. Thunder had 17 turnovers. They had 20 rebounds, and they were 9 of 13 at the free throw line. Now time to announce our player to bank on. It's brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Again, as you look down the board here for Marysville, Rhett Williams had a big night. Jack Lauer leaning one way or the other.
I think you have to go Rhett Williams.
Rhett Williams.
Personally, I mean, I thought he had a bigger impact. All
11
threes,
of the 16 in the first half.
Yeah, he had a lot of threes.
Thompson, real quick, the Cause up by 3 in overtime against Heritage Christian. The Cause trying to be what looked like, you know, coming into tonight, we thought we had a chance at 3 teams out at state next week out of the Big 7. Cause trying to be the only one now is, again, both Nemaha Central teams losing here tonight. But
the Riverside girls are going to represent
the Riverside girls. The Riverside girls had a big run at the end of their game against Jackson Heights. They are into the 2A state tournament out in Manhattan next week. Again, we've already got other teams punching in 1A on the girls' side. Frankfort, Donovan West, Horton boys will also be competing next week. So we will have plenty of coverage of all of our area teams still punching tickets. Cause trying to do it here. And got a big free throw there, up 4 late in overtime. But nonetheless, let's close things out here. Rhett Williams, our player of the game. Player to bank on, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust. Awesome. Quick thought here, as we will close things out with our, what's been a busy last few nights here for Marysville, but